Our guest at the cafe this morning is Byron Taylor, the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Byron, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, John Mark.
You bet. So I'm going to ask you about something going on with L3. I wish we had talked to you about this sooner, but we won't spend much time on it. And they've done this before, but they are offering grants for nonprofit organizations, pretty sizable grants. And the thing is that the deadline is today. So we need to direct people to a particular place if they haven't heard about this, and so they can get their application in immediately. But that's a pretty big deal that L3 does.
Yes, and if you want information about how to get the application, if you don't already know about it, you need to call the chamber at 903-455-1510, and we'll help you find that application pretty rapidly. But they have offered a $500,000 amount to go specifically towards 501c3 organizations in $25,000 increments that help the community at large.
Okay, very good. So again, the deadline is today, and you give Byron a call at the Chamber of Commerce, and he'll help you with finding the application, and so good luck with that. And while we're talking about things that we're giving people short notice for, I see that Greenville Fire and Rescue is doing free COVID-19 testing, and this will be tomorrow, Thursday.
Thursday, August 27th, and it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center. Mm-hmm. There's an online registration is required, so you'll have to either access our Greenville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page and view our Friday from the Chamber publication, or again, call the Chamber at 903-455-1510.
Okay, that's 9 to 2 Thursday at Fletcher Warren Civic Center, free COVID-19 testing. Is that just for people who live in Greenville, or do they not concern themselves with that?
They haven't specified that, so
okay.
I don't believe so.
Okay, all right, so we presume that anyone in the listening area. All right, so some other things going on. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. I was looking at your newsletter, and something kind of caught my eye, and it is an event or a program that Goodwill is doing for pets. So they're doing a kind of a drive to raise not money so much, but the donation of various items that are helpful to pets.
Yeah, Goodwill's come up with an interesting program in the last few months or more. Goodwill stores of Northeast Texas have been coming up with a theme on a monthly basis to basically be able to get a 10% off coupon to shop in their locations, and they try to get you to help others while doing so. And this, for the month of September, they're going to be doing a drive for dogs and cats, and they want you to bring food for cats and dogs, and treats and toys, both rubber and plastic, cat litter, and those kind of supplies that pets need for food banks, I believe, that that also assist people that have pets. Mm-hmm. As you know, sometimes seniors have pets because they are one of some of the best friends a person can have, and sometimes seniors also need to have medication and other things, and sometimes they'll skip things for themselves to make sure to buy food and other things for pets. So they're going to be doing this drive, and you can do that through the month of September at any Goodwill location in your community. And in Hunt County, I believe we have one on the interstate. I know that.
Right.
I'm not quite sure if we still have one in Commerce.
There is one in Commerce. Yeah. So all right, that's great. That'll be taking place throughout September. By the way, Byron's or the Chamber of Commerce newsletter is on their Facebook page, and you can have a look at all of these things we're talking about. I think we talked a while back, and you had put off your casino night and auction, and now that's been rescheduled for Saturday, October 3rd, and that's going to be a big deal.
Sure, yes. Our annual auction occurs every year. This year we've decided to throw in some casino games, and we've also been working with a local travel agent here that has caught on that we need to raise some money for our own personal benefit as well as for nonprofits. This is where we raise money to do our Nonprofit of the Year Award at this particular event that we do every year in December. And they're going to be giving away, they're going to be giving us some trips to have a drawing on. So there'll be more information coming out on that. You can access that information on our Facebook page under events as well. But one of them is going to be a trip to Las Vegas at a $600 value. And that's going to have a year where you can actually use that trip and get it booked and taken. So you can go into next year if you're worried about current dates. And also, they have two locations in Aruba, one a three-night trip and one a five-night trip. And one of them is an all-inclusive resort with a value of $2,200. So we're going to be having some fun with some travel trips.
Fantastic. So that event, the annual auction and casino night for the Chambers, Saturday, October 3rd. And we're almost out of time, but I see in your newsletter, the Paris Small Business Development Center is offering help for businesses that are trying to get up and running again, and they're working through the Greenville Chamber on that.
Yes, the Paris Small Business Development Center, you can call them for advice free of charge. You can access their information also, as you said, from our newsletter. But they're very helpful. And if money is an issue right now, you need some counseling, but you don't have any funds to pay, this is a free service that's free for you as a taxpayer, as a United States taxpayer.
Great. And it's, again, through the Paris Small Business Development Center, and they're working through the Greenville Chamber. So just contact Byron, and Byron will get you hooked up with them. Lots going on, Byron. Thanks for taking the time and having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you for having me, John Mark, as always.
Great. Byron Taylor is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.